weekend. How are you, Gator?
Cold, you?
Good. It would have been to pinch a lion from Queen Thunder and Lightning and very, very frightening there on Saturday.
Mate, it was a bit nasty out there. Even had the delay, of course, mid-meeting, but they didn't get a stack of rain. But I still would be very wary of your relative times on the day, given, yeah, there was some drizzle.
All right, fair enough. The Monash Stakes, great old run, of course, by Old Jungle Edge. What a great run by him. But Johnny Sadler took it out.
Yeah, look, he's a representative of Jungle Edge. I mean, not many win 16 on wet tracks. And he gave a great sight for number 17, but he was run down by Oakdoor, who was first up. And in fairness to him, I mean, he hadn't seen wet ground or weight for age was the other query. But what he did do was jump out brilliantly prior to this campaign. And he was able to sit handy to the speed. On a good day in these shoot races, which are the sprint races, to be on speed, most of them were dominated up front. So he was in the right spot, away from the rail, right part of the track, and able to run down a pretty handy one in Jungle Edge. So he's probably in for a good campaign if they can hold him together. He does have some soundness issues, as touched on by John Sadler and the team. Princess Queens was an honest effort into third. She had her chance for mine. Malibu style, sort of same story. And Heart Conquered ran pretty well, given he couldn't quite get wide enough in the best part of the track. And again, weight for age was his query. But Oakdoor looks to be in for a good campaign.
Interesting with Gododdin, when you look at its form, it won a trial at Rose Hill on the 15th of January, then trialled next at, on 26th of April, and then it raced after that. I wonder what happened between January and April.
Yeah, I'm not sure. Obviously, in great hands with James coming from the team. I don't think they'd take many risks, would they, with a handy filly, and that's what she is. You know, she beat a good one first up, ready to profit, a good scalp, then a forgive run last time. She actually came down to Flemington and trialled in between on the synthetic and looked terrific there on the poly track. Look, she had to fight. Look, she was on speed. She led Street Icon sat second. So, again, sprint race, first two out, first two home. But Street Icon was certainly in for the battle and chased hard. But Gododdin refused to lose and got the job done narrowly. Beating Street Icon, who was only first up. And another one who looks to be in for a good prep. And Pinion was a lovely run into third, given the race shape, was on pace, dominated. She was back at 1,200 metres. She had a long way back. She found trouble. And really, her last 100 was nice work. And Golden Halo, been up a while now, but she covered ground and also ran well, given that race shape we touched on.
All right, back at a moment. Race 2, Mirabra. They're almost set here now for the second.
This is for the older horses, the McPherson's Printing Group Maiden Trot. Stand by for a start. Green lights up on the High Gain Mobile. Away they go in this first of the two divisions of the maiden for the older horses. And Paul to Swifty, the nine-year-old debutant, has galloped straight away. Getting out quickly is Miss Kai Kura to cross line. Hart go to the lead. So it's Miss Kai Kura by 2 metres to Iro Carpe Diem, second the outside. Lionheart on the peg, Sophie's Yankees fourth, 7 metres then to Come at Me, and Poulter Swifty is out of play or about 30 away, should tack on, but hasn't done its chances much good. Into the back, they've got 1,800 metres left to travel, and Miss Kai Kura was able to find the lead pretty comfortably. Lionheart is on its back in second place. Third, up on the outside is Iro Carpe Diem as they head inside of the 1,600 metres. Sophie's Yankees fourth on the outside, or back on the pegs rather, three back on the inside, and then Come at Me, who's over towards the outside, and Paul to Swifty is now tacked on. The Kate Hargraves prepared debutante, the son of Sundon, at the back of the field. So off the back, they've got 1,400 left to travel. The lead time was 46.9, and the leader is Miss Kai Kura, and leads for Chris Alford, who's going for an early double at start 11. This daughter of Majestic Sun is 2 metres in advance of Iro Carpe Diem, second, the son of Danny Boucher, and Lionheart on the inside, also a son of Danny Boucher, the former Derby winner at this track, on the inside. Three back on the pegs is Sophie's Yank as they come down inside of the 1,100 metres. Come at Me is one by one, and Paul to Swifty three back the running line. The first quarter of the last mile, 32.9. At the bell, 1,000 metres and a lap to go. Miss Kai Kura in front by 2 metres. Iro Carpe Diem is second. Lionheart on the inside. Come at Me is 1-1. Sophie's Yank three back on the markers, and Paul to Swifty is still last. No change to the order. Miss Kai Kura heads inside of the 800 metres. 2 metres in front, second the outside. is Aero Carp ADM. Lionheart's a metre and a half away third. Come At Me is still one out and one back. Paul to Swifty is pulled to the outside, three horses wide, and Sophie's Yank on the inner. 33.3 is the second quarter, 66.2 for the first half of the last mile. Miss Kaikoura, every chance at the moment. Led the way by 3.5 metres. Again, Paul to Swifty, when making a run, goes for a gallop. It's Miss Kaikoura by 2 metres to Aero Carp ADM. Lionheart on the inside awaits for the last run. 5 metres to Sophie's Yank and Come At Me. Off the back straight in 30 seconds for the third quarter. It's Miss Kaikoura by 2 metres on Aero Carp ADM. Lionheart on the inner. Then Come At Me, Sophie's Yank. It's Miss Kaikoura now hard driven on the inner of Aero Carp ADM. Lionheart back to the inside. Miss Kaikoura. Lionheart's coming. So Sophie's Yank out wider. Miss Kaikoura's in front though. Is holding them off. And they left it alone and it wins. Miss Kaikoura a metre. It's a close photo for second place between Sophie's Yank, the outside, Lionheart, the inner. Could go either way, second and third. Fourth, Aero Carp ADM, Paul to Swifty and Come At Me. 31.4 final quarter, 61.4 last half mile, 28.4 the mile rate.
Three at a photo between seven and one. Back with David Gately looking at Caulfield. You see combinations like ice cream and chocolate topping. It looks like the Besutton Young and Tavistock horses go together just as well, David, don't they?
Yeah, they're having a great run, aren't they? And stable flying as well. You've got to catch these waves as punters. And Tabby Run, who won the sixth, was dominant again. That's two goes at 2,000 metres for two dominant wins. His last start, he ran about 15 lengths above average overall. He led at 9 lengths above. Not many of them can do that, as in set a fast speed and keep running. And on Saturday, he was able to take a sit. It was a strong speed again, which clearly suits him. He's a good endurance athlete. He went through along the inside, took over. And I thought watching it live, he's probably sitting shot here because it's been busy up front. Juniper was making a run and a few of them. But he not only held them off, he actually was really strong through the line. He actually ended up winning by 2.2 lengths. But if as you watch the vision past the line, he's running away from them. So another really strong win from the horse. The runner-up, Aristocratic Miss, has done a good job. I mean, she's a filly with 59.5, so she gave that the male horse 3 kilos, the winner. So a good effort from her. Grey Khan led at that good speed and was sound. And Junipel made a long, wide run with 60 kilos. So I guess we're still not 100% sure whether he runs a strong 2,000 metres. And that was the query I had going into the race. So I guess we're not much wiser, given he's probably is better off, you know, saved up and harnessed for one run rather than trying to sustain that long run. But he's run quite well and gapped back to the rest of them.
Now, the mail is that the two-year-old Star Surprise, who won the first, could go around the Galloway hack section at the show.
Yeah, not a big horse by any stretch, but he had it was a good effort, I thought, because not many of those horses that sat three wide on the day facing that strong breeze were able to win, and he's done that, and his beat can't be done. Sure, he had a 3 kilo advantage, but I think he had a harder run and was still able to win, so I think it's all honours to him. And can't be done. It's shown on more than one occasion now. He loves to fight. He was up for it. But winner showed too strong, as I say, despite covering ground. Lady Loire was down to the line. And Avon River also. They made a move before the turn and ran on well. But I think the winner might be the one to follow out of that.
All right, Anthony Feedman with Bedford. Cindy Alderson turned the tide. Both had good days.
Yeah, they did. Bedford's become a good wet tracker. And that's two strong wins in a row now. He was well supported on Saturday. And turned the tide, just had the cold sit on Smarter Listen. I thought the runner was terrific, but turned the tide, had the cozy run and ran him down. Got back to third in that race. That was the fourth, so that's significant. I think we're trusting the form at the top end there.
All right, good on you, Gator. Have a top day, and we'll talk to you soon.
Thanks, mate.
David Gately looking back at Caulfield. It's 12:15, Sky Sports Radio. Now, totes are there at Maribyrra, and the winner number 3, Miss Kaikoura, paid $7.10, $3. Second, 7, Sophie's Yank, 320 and 1, Lionheart, no third. Fourth, 5, Euro Carp DM. Quinella, 36.20. The Exacta was $93. The Trifecta, $196.70. The Four, $642.10. The other Tate Dividends Race 2 at Maribyrra, 12:15 at Sky Sports Radio.